Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 12. First dozen. Does that make tomorrow a baker's dozen? I don't remember if a baker's dozen is like, I think a baker's dozen is positive, right? It's a 13 or 14, not like an 11. Baker's dozen is usually more positive connotation, right? Anyway, so I'm thinking e-readers versus books. I'm one who, I love the concept of e-readers. Like, I love the concept of being able to have all of your, like, books in this little tiny format that you can yank out at any time in this machine and be able to have at your access and read whenever you want to. Like, I love the concept of that. My body likes real books on a visceral level. I was thinking about this in reading the sort of the connection that we have with physical movement, like how actors learn their lines and how we, many of us, learn something. It's about having a physical movement. We learn by doing. We associate our physical action with something. It's like driving or playing an instrument. It becomes like you become sort of one with that instrument. And I'm thinking about that with, again, back to the whole learning lines and learning things. I used to have a job where I could never remember our phone number for the place when I needed to call and tell people our phone number. But when I started, I had a piece of paper in front of me, and all I had to do was reach my hand out, and then I could remember the phone number. That was my beginning of understanding of how sort of visceral I sometimes worked, and I should take more advantage of that in my life. But anyway, so I'm thinking books, because for me, sometimes if I'm trying to remember where I read something in a book, it's almost that visceral, how did it feel in my hands? So was it the beginning of the book enough so that the back was curled, like the pages on the left were curled? Or how did it feel in my hands? And it's not even something like I think about. It's just kind of how I process things when I'm thinking about things sometimes. And I have that visual memory of where I was in the book, sometimes where something is on the page. Sometimes it'll just kind of, like, that's how I can re-find something back. And so I wonder if we, you know, how much that, like, affects our memory about a book. Like, when you're around a reader, on an e-reader, flat screen, same with computer, too, it seems like you might be sort of missing some actual, there's nothing in the environment that sort of changes. Like, on the computer screen, if you're reading a web page, many times there's visual things around it. But on an e-reader, it's just a flat white page that just scrolls. And I'm not sure that there's a real difference between e-reader and computer. I'm just thinking that could be one of them. So I'm just wondering if we process information differently when we're reading from an e-reader or a computer, if we remember things differently, or just, I'm just curious about the difference of that, because I know for me, I like an actual book. I probably, because it's what I'm used to, and maybe if I got used to an e-reader type thing, I'd be okay with it. But I feel like, you know, obviously if you've got an e-reader versus a computer, now with laptops it's a little different, but you can move around a little bit more and change your position and all of that. And obviously you can do that with a book somewhat too, but I'm probably not explaining myself as well as I could be, but hopefully you get the gist of the difference between the flat screen that keeps scrolling and the book with pages that turn. So it feels differently as you're doing it, or you can highlight, or you can make notes. And I know you can do that with an e-reader as well. And I'm curious to know how that feels for people who use e-readers and if people experience a difference. I'm fascinated by the whole concept of switching over and of doing something different, which is maybe it's my slight resistance to technology, because like I said, I love the concept. I just haven't been able to wrap it into my world yet in the way that I like books or I like things like that. And I think it's a physical thing too. It's like having read a book and it feels like a slight accomplishment. And then there's this thing that you have that you've purchased. Ebooks cost like the same as a regular book you've purchased. And I'm the same way, I guess, kind of with music too. I like my actual CDs. I love the concept of having everything be in a music source where I can go in and boom, I can scroll through a file and hit play. I don't have to change out a CD. I love the concept, but I still love having my CDs more. And I don't know if that makes me materialistic or if there is something that happens to us by the act of going through all of that, where everything being in a file. And who knows, like, generationally in the future, no, people won't even know the difference. They won't have, the CDs will be, like, archaic, or books will be archaic, and they won't know, potentially, what that's even all about. So it will probably be coded into our bodies differently. But I know I'm not the only one who experiences this, because other people say the same thing, and it's probably a generational thing too. But I am curious to know if there are, like, younger people who really do prefer a physical book, and what their reasoning or feeling is about that. I know, especially when I'm learning something, I really like to interact with an actual book if that's available. I mean, my gosh, having an e-reader with all your textbooks on it and not having to carry the huge book, so awesome. I love the concept. I still like my textbooks. I just don't love carrying them around. But I wonder if any studies have been done of how our brain processes things differently when we read on the computer, on an e-reader, interacting with a book. I would think somebody has taken that on. New technology, new world, who knows how we will all function as we go forward. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful morning and a wonderful day, and we'll see you. Ooh, I think we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.